that which is pleasant. Because sometimes we can, sometimes this, if we feel something that is pleasant, we're sitting, especially sitting and watching the breath, can be very pleasant. And then the perception, the association, the memory, a lot of our pleasantness, when we think of relaxing, being at ease, and it's usually, it's not really usually associated with energy and effort. When we feel really relaxed and at ease, it's really when we can not have to deal with things, not have to bother. We can just let things go. And that's, one has to question that. Is that actually useful in terms of Dhamma? Because of that kind of relaxing, letting things go, just being really, just letting it all be at ease. What usually happens is the mind starts to drift with that, doesn't it? It doesn't retain its sharpness. It doesn't retain its clarity. So that sometimes with pleasant sensation, there's a real need to be on one's guard, to be alert, to bring up ways of energizing the breath, energizing the body, energizing the object of attention, energizing the reflection. So that there's not that drifting taking place, because it's the feeling and perception then condition the mind, so that if the feeling is pleasant, the perception is one of sort of kicking back it's a real nice kind of comfortable chair on a porch and a nice sunny day in summer. Sort of a very easy book to read. Sort of something cool to drink beside me. Just sort of laying back. It's not really sharp meditation. there's that drifting taking place. So one needs to recognize that, and then that's attending to the breath, attending to the body, attending to the mind in a way that is going to energize and bring up qualities of clarity.